Suspect tosses Molotov cocktail into Florida DHS facility. By Amy Furr on August 31, 2019. A female suspect was arrested after allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail into a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services USIS facility in Oakland Park, Florida, on Friday. Authorities said the unidentified woman walked into the office in Oakland Park, about 33 miles north of Miami, and hurled a bottle of gasoline with a lit fuse. But the fuse detached from the bottle before it could ignite, according to a Fox News report. The alleged attack is the latest in a string of similar incidents that have occurred in recent months. USIS Acting Director Ken Cuccinelli commented on the incident in a tweet Friday evening. "Today's attempted attack on one of our USIS facilities using a Molotov cocktail is another example of the use of violence in place of debate by those who oppose the proper application of our immigration laws," he said. "This is the 2D attack on a DHS facility in 2 months using a Molotov cocktail. Violence has no place in our society. Thankfully, no one was hurt today. We're grateful to our security guards and the law enforcement officers of FPS who apprehended and arrested the assailant," Cuccinelli wrote. On July 13, Breitbart News reported that a man armed with a rifle in Tacoma, Washington, was shot and killed by police as he threw flammable objects at a migrant detention center. The report stated, "It is unknown at this time if the individual was attacking the facility with anti-ICE motivations, anti-migrant motivations, or if it was unrelated to either motive." However, a statement from Geo Group, a Florida-based company that operates the facility in Tacoma, attributed the attack to the anger resulting from misrepresentations in media. On August 14, Breitbart News reported that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agencies said shootings that occurred on August 13 at two ICE facilities in San Antonio, Texas, were both targeted attacks. The field office director for San Antonio ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations blamed the attack on political rhetoric and misinformation from various politicians, media outlets, and activist groups, the report said. However, police said the motive for the woman's actions on Friday remains unclear, adding that they do not believe the attempted attack was in any way related to previous attacks on government facilities.